Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 182 of the Strong Savvy Cyclist and Triathlete Podcast. This week, we are going to discuss the problem with social media or snippet or out of context fitness. And this is something that I think has become a widespread problem. I know a number of you, the listeners here, have reached out via email or contacted me via social media the last couple of months asking specific questions. Is this exercise good for me? Or where should I put this in my program? And that had started the thought process of how can I present this in a way that we have a good idea of what we need to do or what we need to be thinking when we see things on social media. We're going to get into that in just a minute, but first and foremost, I really want to thank each and every one of you for grabbing a copy of my new book, Lift Heavy Shit, Intelligent Strength Training for Master Cyclists. And it has been quite a wonderful surprise here over the last 3.5-4 days. So today's March 3rd. It's day 3, actually, since the launch started. And the book shot up. It was an instant bestseller on Amazon, which I was really overwhelmed by and extremely happy. I mean, that is above and beyond anything that I can imagine. We were actually an international bestseller. We hit number 8 in How to Cycle in the UK, as well as I think it was number 7 in triathlon, as well as in the UK. So it is an international bestseller. Somebody said they saw it in the top 5. I think it was for Australia or New Zealand, but I didn't see that personally, so I don't know if I'm comfortable saying international bestseller for Down Under, but it is an international bestseller. It's been sitting at number 1 on Amazon for both cycling and triathlon categories for the last 2 days. And that's a huge thanks to you guys. That is because each and every one of you are going out, grabbing your copy. We're running a special here. So the launch special is 99 cents for Kindle and $5.99 US dollars for paperback. And that's going to end on March 7th. So March 7th is the last day. Then it's going to go up to its regular price of $21.95 for the paperback and $9.99 for the Kindle. So get your copy. We're also running a giveaway. Now, this is something I had somebody actually message me back or email me back and ask me, why are you having other coaches? Shouldn't you be keeping everyone for yourself? And this has to do with the giveaway. So the Lift Heavy Shit book giveaway is essentially, I wanted to grow the knowledge tree. And this ties into today's topic of problems with social media fitness, in that I wanted to grow who you are following, who you're aware of, who are you taking advice from when it comes to strength training for cycling and triathlon over the age of 50. So counterintuitive, I know. This one person was very nice. They said, why are you giving away other people's consultations and products from them? Shouldn't you just do your own? And the answer is, I firmly believe, one, in an abundance mindset, and being grateful for the opportunity to write this book and the team that's helped me put it together and launch it. And I also believe that in that abundance mindset of a rising tide raises all boats. And there are a few boats here that I think really they should be brought along. And we're all part of one team. And you've heard each and every one of these coaches here on the podcast, and they're going to be back again this year, possibly multiple times. And that is, we have Erin Carson from EC Fit Boulder. She has generously donated a 30-minute Zoom consult, as well as one of the EC Fit Boulder pre-made programs for the giveaway. There's also a spot for the 2024 Basecamp program. So you've heard from both Namrita Brooke and Tim Cusick here. This is a fantastic program. I'm part of it. I write the strength training program. It is amazing. I've actually taken some of my personal clients and told them, you need Basecamp this year. It's way more inexpensive or way less inexpensive than me. It will allow you to get better results. And they've had a fantastic job. And this is where I see myself as a person to facilitate results. Chris Peden has also generously donated a 30-minute Zoom consult, Combined Athletic Performance. There's one signed copy of Dan John's book, Easy Strength Omnibook or Easy Strength for Fat Loss. You heard from Dan a number of episodes ago, and God willing, he'll be back on here later this year as well. A 30-minute Zoom consult with Carolyn Gaskell of Velocity Cycle Coaching, whom hopefully we'll hear from here the end of this year. And we also have one copy of Strength for Endurance's training course from Chris Hendy. So these are some of the giveaways. We also have a Morpheus M7, Joel Jameson and his team, Dan Hubley were really nice and are giving me the opportunity to give away an M7 HRV strap, as well as two copies of my Stronger After 50 online course. This goes along with the book. This was actually the first thing that I put out. And a few people who went through the course said, hey, can you give us like more background in a book so we can kind of jump back and forth? And that was the beginning of this book, was actually when a few of the folks went through that course and gave that feedback of they'd also like a reading companion. So we're giving away two copies of that, one of the Stronger After 50 strength programs for base and for in season. So tons of great stuff for the giveaway. All you have to do is order the book on Amazon. Again, 99 cents on Kindle or $5.99 in paperback until March 7th, 2024. Take a picture of yourself with the book or the Kindle screen with the cover and post it on Facebook or Instagram, sharing it in your feed and saying what you're most excited about reading it, and then tag my account at HV Training in the post and give the book a review on Amazon. That's it. You're entered. The drawing will be on March 15th. The prizes are well over $4,000 or $5,000 in total. Like, we're giving away some serious stuff here. So if you want to take your training to the next level, these other professionals have been really, really generous and they're donating their time. It's not just products. It is their time. So they can give you very special feedback specialized to you and your needs. And I didn't ask for that. I just said, hey, I'm going to do a giveaway. Would you like to participate? And this is why these are coaches that you should have in your social media feed and you should be paying attention to. I know I don't have the answers for everybody. I know I don't have the approach for everybody, but this is a great crew we've got here. So Carolyn Gaskell out of the UK and Spain. We have Chris Peden and Chris Hendy out of the UK as well. And Aaron Carson out of the US in Boulder. So these are the people that I would recommend following on social media, as well as Dan John. These folks get it. They understand that there is no one singular answer. And actually, if you look at all of the social media posts, Chris Peden tends to put out some exercises, Chris Hendy does, but when they put these exercises out, they put it in context for you. They're helping you understand the mind map or the mental understanding you should have and critical thinking pathways before you start adding and implementing these exercises. So Chris Hendy has done a great job of putting these exercises in, giving longer explanations, similar to what I do. I like YouTube. I like the fact that I can see how much people are watching. I can track, I can refine. So we actually have a new bunch of videos that are coming out here in the next couple of weeks that are going to be posting on the HV Training YouTube channel. And it really is important to give context. Now, this leads us into the problem we have with social media fitness, and that is there is zero context. I know that I've had a number of people on my videos on YouTube write, you know, timestamp, let's say a minute 30, still not to the exercise, boring, click and cancel or something like that, like really rude. Well, these are not the people that we're trying to help. These are folks who think that just performing an exercise or getting to an exercise is going to help you get results. And the fact of the matter is, after 28 years in the health and wellness field, in and around it, with the last 24 years working in the health and fitness field, I can tell you without a doubt that simply doing an exercise, grabbing an exercise, and just throwing it into your routine without understanding the context and how to properly do it for the results you want is useless. It is the biggest waste of time. I've been there. I've done that. This is back in the days when instead of social media, we had magazines. I don't know how many of you actually remember these things, but they used to get sent to you every month in the mail or every 2 weeks in the mail. They were made of paper, lots of advertising in them, but you'd also get some really great insights. So for me, it was Men's Health. That was pretty much my go-to. They did a really great job and still continue to do a really great job of vetting their sources. So this is how I first heard about Eric Cressy. This is how I first heard about I think Tony Gentilcore, although I think Tony I found because Eric mentioned or had him blog post. There was also T Nation was another one. So there are all these great gatekeepers when we had magazines. Now, the wonders of the internet is there are no more gatekeepers. Anybody with a smartphone or a camera and an internet connection can now upload whatever they want to the internet. And while this has been amazing for folks like myself who, it's a one-man team, right? I had help with this book. I had help with the last book. I hired specialists for this, but pretty much all the content is me. So the video crew was me and Osher, who was a previous intern. He decided to study audio video, and he was around. He said he would be interested in helping again. He likes learning by filming and editing. So, you know, that's it. But most of the YouTube videos, it was me editing, right? And it takes a lot of time, and that time goes away from the time I have to coach. And that's where the obstacles are for you, the end user. Now, there are some coaches out there who do a wonderful job, and they're very active on social media. I know Erin Carson from EC Fit Boulder. She is the one who answers everyone on Instagram personally, not a bot. It is her. She actually at one point, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it was her. She had said at one point Instagram actually blocked her account because she was sitting there and responding to people, and they thought she was a bot. She's like, no, I booked an hour of my time so I could sit down and respond to people because I want to give them, you know, the right direction. I want to get them on the right path, right? So these are the types of coaches that you want to follow. But when I get most of these posts sent to me by well-meaning followers or people that I coach, most of them are completely out of context. And the question that goes along with it is this good for me? I have no clue. I have absolutely no idea. What context are you talking about? What is your focus in your on-bike or triathlon program right now? What are you struggling with? What are you looking to get out of this exercise? How advanced are you for strength training? And this is where people will come back and say, oh yeah, I'm advanced. I can back squat 130 kilos for a set of three. My 1RM I haven't tested because I'm afraid of getting injured, but the estimation is it's 147 and a half kilos. That doesn't tell us how advanced you are as a strength training athlete. And in fact, Eric Cressy, actually, that's another person that I would follow on social media. And I know the title of this podcast is The Problem with Social Media. And yet here I am telling you people to follow on social media. WTF, mate. Well, the reason is because I want you to have high quality sources, right? It's all about being able to have context and understanding what exactly you need to get or what you need out of these things. So Eric actually had a great post back in February 2024, February 20th, and it said, you don't graduate, quote unquote, to advanced programming just because you showed up long enough, often enough. You earn it by achieving a level of adaptation. Be careful about assuming progress, and don't forget that the best, quote unquote, progression is often continuing to do the basics for longer, end quote. So this has 1,000 likes because we all look for social proof, right? February 20th, 2024. And these are the things that I think people miss right now. And this is why I've chosen not to get onto the social media treadmill. And that's really how I see it, is once you get on that, you are constantly stressed to produce content. And that's just something I don't have the energy for. I'm too busy actually helping athletes and professionals to either improve their own knowledge base or their performances, or to learn how to actually apply strength training to get performance results. I don't have time to think about how I want to post on social media, and I don't have the money, nor do I have the interest, even if I had the money, to hire somebody to do that for me. I actually tried that back in 2021, and it just didn't go well. If you look at my Instagram feed back in, I think it was August, September 2020, all they did was kind of fill it with, we need a pattern. We need to have a pattern and colors and all this other stuff. And it was nice, but it just missed the mark. It just does not give quality information. So if we look at this, they spliced up a YouTube video, the Can Crush over on Instagram. Let's see what the actual date was. I think it was the end of 2020, December 12th, 2021. So that was the first post. And you can kind of see, like, there's a pattern to it. And you can see where I kind of messed up the pattern and inserted the Strength Training for Cycling Performance book, right? You can see that right off. But to me, it just is not, that's not quality. I don't want to put a bunch of information out that isn't the highest quality or not going to take you on the path to allow you to see better performances and returns on investment. And I think that's where Erin and I really hit it off. If you look, she actually just recently, I think late February 2024 here, she posted her first ever exercise. And I believe it was a bird dog progression. And she even says, I don't normally post exercises because they're not in context. And this is really what it's all about. This is how you know you're dealing with a professional, right? Is because you are looking at somebody who is saying, like, hey, here, technical lead into a bird dog row, February 7th. She just kind of shies away from everything is built as far as strength training. So there's a progression. She wants to share one of her favorites, but let's go through the whole progression. And she shows you the entire progression of how to do this. That, to me, is a true professional who understands that people are going to take things out of context. So let's bring this to the topic today of the problem with social media. Many people confuse abs or a great butt or low body fat or looking nice in clothing. By the way, the clothing these days women have access to does all types of things to make rounded curves and look better than it actually is. And not that looks determine results. And that is the first thing. And that is what you see on social media is often somebody flexing, or it's their best of the best of the best. I know a couple of people who have huge social media followings, and they've done shoots when they're working out. And they're like, yep, not going to use anything from today. I'm like, why not? They're like, oh, it wasn't good enough. It needs to have a certain look to it. I didn't look the certain way. I gotta you know, cut a little bit more. I got to shred a little bit more. I want a different angle. I want the sunlight to be different. Like, think about that. These are the types of things that these people with massive followings on social media for fitness are thinking about. How do I look? They're not thinking about what do the end users need. And they're doing these crazy, insane movements that have little to no result in performance. So I've seen a multiple of things. I've seen people who claim to be, you know, they're fairly high level or highly experienced cycling coaches having their clients go through strength training, and the technique is horrible. The plyometrics they're giving them, it is clear as day to anybody who knows what they're talking about or knows what they're doing. These athletes, the progression that they're in for a plyometric is way too advanced. They're sticking to the ground. There's no bounce at all. Even if I understood where the client is in their progression, it is clear as day that this is inappropriate for them. That's a highly advanced, you know, they're highly advanced on the bike. They're top 10 for such and such. And here we're doing this this plyometric progression that you should try at home because it'll help improve your sprint. I'm looking at this. I'm like, there is no way. I don't know all the details of the client, but just watching how they're moving, their knees are collapsing in. Their back is rounding. They're getting stuck on the ground and disappearing forever. That is completely inappropriate, but because the coach has a long track record in cycling or triathlon, people follow it and go, oh, well, if they train this person and they got to that level and they're doing this, then it must be good for me. Dude, dudette, it don't work like that. Fitness and strength training in particular, number one, you need to meet yourself where you are. When you go out on the bike and you do too hard, you do too heavy, there is a very clear return on that, meaning 2, 3, 4, 5 days later, you're going to be smashed to bits. Now, here's the thing. When you overdo it from a riding standpoint and a running standpoint and a swimming standpoint, it takes a lot of getting up and pushing yourself through a brick wall in order to overtrain. I know. I've done it myself. Before I became a coach, that's actually why I became a coach, is because here I was, an exercise physiology major, thinking I knew everything. And I went out and overtrained myself. I didn't just overreach, I properly overtrained. So much so that I was off the bike for half a year. I didn't even want to look at a bike. That's how overtrained I was, mentally, physically, just past the limits. And that was thankfully in my first senior year. I stayed an extra year and a half in undergrad because I needed some time to relearn, and also because I wanted to have an internship with the strength and conditioning department at Pitt. And I thought I wanted to stick around working with the men's basketball team one more year, which unfortunately I decided halfway through the year not to, right before the Big East regular season. And then, of course, they won the Big East and went to the Elite Eight. Go figure, right? That's life. But less about me, more about what we're talking about here. Most of these folks that are on social media are well-meaning. Like we need to make sure that that is very clear, is that most of them are well-meaning. They are not thinking about dollars or anything else. They're thinking about followers, yes. They're thinking about how do I get a bigger audience, but they are not thinking about how do I help the audience to come along for a ride and improve. And this is where we get really screwed as really greenhorns when it comes to strength training for sport performance. We see all of these high-level athletes who have already accomplished a lot in cycling or triathlon or running, And we see them doing exercises with their coach, who's a cycling, running, or triathlon coach, or a new personal trainer. And granted, number one, we have no idea what their training history is. Some of them say, this is my first time doing strength training. Well, in that case, they've achieved these results without utilizing strength training. So they really haven't seen the return on investment for it or seen what the effects are of it. And yet they're sharing it with us, which is nice. But many of us, myself included, go, oh, well, this is something that's really interesting. But then you start to see the season come around and you go, where are they? Where are their results? Well, the training was wrong. The training did not fit them where they needed to be. And again, social media doesn't give us context. It doesn't give us any type of insight as to what we need to be doing ourselves. It just gives us some really fancy stuff. Now, this whole thought of social media as a trouble kind of came to a head for me when I was in Bilbao, Spain, this past summer, 2023. I was doing a keynote lecture at the Science and Cycling Conference on strength training, and I decided to work out at a CrossFit location, which was right around the corner from where I was staying. And the people there were super nice, some really athletic and fairly strong folks. I went in the middle of the day. I always prefer to go around lunchtime. Having worked in CrossFit and coached CrossFit for 3.5-4 years, I really enjoy the lunchtime crew because those are folks who tend to be more serious about staying healthy. They're very focused. They're committing. Think about that. You're committing your lunch hour from work to come and do a workout. And I was not disappointed. I actually worked out with that crew, I think 4 or 5 times. Really great crew. A lot of cohesiveness. Very clear that they're there for the right reasons. And I was sitting there doing a staggered stance landmine press with upper arm piston in rotation. And one of the other guys who could clean and jerk way more than me, the third day I was there, he had watched my first two workouts. He was kind of curious, you know how people kind of mill around. I'm not doing really heavy weight, but the movements themselves require a lot of coordination and complexness. Complexness. I wrote my book. All of my vocabulary has been used up in the book. The third day he came over, my Spanish was horrible. I thought it was better than it was, but it's been 2 decades since I spoke any Spanish coherently. And we managed to, you know, he's asking, what am I training for? And I explained how I had a shoulder surgery before and a back injury. So this is, you know, I can't really clean and jerk. So this is what I'm doing. And this is what my coach is having me do. And he goes, okay. And he goes over, he does his workout or a set or two for his warm-up. And he comes back and he says, I try. And he's a very athletic looking guy. And I saw him doing clean and jerks 2 days before. Very impressive, very athletic. If we look at that movement, it was impossible for him to maintain the posture to do the movement. And it looks really simple. It does, but it's actually really complex. And it's taken me 5-6 years to get to this point. And he was a great sport. I mean, he just started cracking up and laughing. He's like, but you make it look so easy. I was like, dude, it's taken me, cinque años. And we had a really good, you know, broken language conversation about it, where he asked me about, do you clean and jerk? And I said, used to. You do way more than me. And he says, how come you can do this, but not clean and jerk? This is way harder. Muy difícil. I said, yeah, it's just skill. You're training the nervous system, right? And this is where I think a lot of us get tripped up, is we see these simple looking exercises done by high level athletes and we go, that's easy. I need something more complex. I'm advanced. And when you look at social media, man, a large part of it is confirmation bias. So you see a lot of likes, you see a lot of people confirming what you're thinking, but then you also are missing the entirety of the context. Was this done for show? Was this just a snippet of the best pieces? Like, I've got a whole file on my phone, or I should say now in Google Photos and iPhotos, I have a huge roll of best of highlights of the athletes I work with. And we're talking about some high level athletes, and we're also talking about a lot of 40 and 50 year old mom and dads and working professionals, 30 year olds who are really good at their category. They're the competitor in their category, locally, regionally. And I don't post them. And they always ask me, like, hey, you said you were going to post it. Why didn't you put it up? It's like, it's a best of. Like, that's setting, think about that precedence I'm setting as a leader in the field. I am setting the precedence of, I'm going to show you all of the best that we can do. Like, why don't I post the ugly ones? right? And they're like, no, you can't do that. I don't want people to. So I choose not to. I abstain. And that's my right, just as it's the right of anybody else to post their best of. But you as the consumer need to be much more critical of what you're seeing there. Now, here's the second part, and this is where we're actually going to do very short and wrap it up. When it comes to social media, you do not know the path, right? This is the same reason why many years ago I went to shadow Lauren Landau. I actually emailed him out of nowhere. I had watched two of his webinars. I don't remember if he had a book at the time. I don't think he did. I think it was two webinars, and then there was something else, some type of long-form text that he had that I had got my hands on. And I was like, this guy knows what he's talking about. And I emailed him out of nowhere. I said, hey, I'm flying over from overseas. I'd really like to come shadow you for a little bit. And he was very nice. He emailed back. And I remember the email was, well, how long are you thinking about shadowing? And I said, 4 or 5 days. And then he almost immediately responded. I remember I was really overwhelmed by that or surprised. He said, great. Since you asked, you get it. Come on in, man. Let me know when you're here and we'll arrange it. Here's my assistant. Here's the front office manager, rather, excuse me. Here's the front office manager, Amber. She'll get you set up. Just let us know the dates. And then here are the hours. She'll give you the hours, rather, when you need to come in. And when I got there, I said to him, you know, why such a response? And why did you ask how long? He said, most people want to come in for like a session or a morning, but you don't learn anything. You've got to be here. You have to see a number of people I'm working with, and you have to see them at least 2 or 3 times. If you just come for a day or two, it's nice. You kind of get, you know, you see some exercises, but you don't actually understand the relationship with the athlete. You don't understand the context. You can't see kind of how we round out the training. Seeing one full session doesn't give you the whole picture. And that to me was a huge pivotal learning point for me. And I can't remember the book I was reading. I think it was Elite Minds. And I mentioned to him, he actually mentioned to me, he's like, what, you know, you're really intent on this. I can see you're really focused during the session. What's up? And I said, oh, no, I'm just trying to understand, like trying to put in context what you're trying to get out of this athlete. He's like, yeah, you have that look on your face, forward head posture, really, you know, squinting eyes. I don't remember the exact verbiage, I said, yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I just read, it was Elite Minds. I just read Elite Minds by Dr. Stan Beecham, and I understood, you know, I remember what my first internship and my first mentor had said to me, like, you've got it. Like, this is where you need to be. You've got that focus. And Lauren, in some way, I don't remember the exact verbiage, we're talking like 15 years ago, 12 years ago, said, yeah, I can see that in you. You're in a good place, man. And look, you just keep learning. You're not going to find all the answers, but you will learn different ways of doing things. And that's what we're missing on social media, is we're missing these back and forths. A lot of it is judgmental. Ben Bruno just put up a great post a couple of days ago on Instagram. He's another good one. He's like, social media fitness professionals, right? It's hilarious. Hilarious. Like, oh, you didn't show me yet any evidence, any research about how to do this. Oh, yeah, you didn't bench enough. I can bench more than you, so that's garbage, right? You didn't talk about shoulders and how it ties into the posterior chain. Like, hilarious. And it's so true, is that we look at social media, and I know this is a little bit of a ramble, a little bit of a rant. I'm ran out of notes to go off of, but the main point was and is that when you go into social media, you don't get a chance to have that mind map. You don't get a chance to see the whole picture. You see a teeny tiny fraction of a second out of a very long process, and it just doesn't help you. Now, that is not to say that there are not professionals out there who do a good job of explaining different exercises or showing them, but many of them also have complete packages, like Dr. Sarah Duvall, who you've heard here on the podcast. She has the Postpartum Corrective Exercise Specialist course, which still is, to this day, the best course I've ever taken, online, offline, in person, digitally. And she's going to upgrade it, or is in the process of upgrading it, to the third variation of it, the third generation. And each one is better than the first. So when you have a professional that you follow, who is a true professional and is working with people in person and getting results. Now, here's the key part. People like you. They're working with people like you, right? I also really like following really high-level coaches and seeing what they're doing. I work with elite athletes. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound kind of egotistical, and I don't mean it that way, but actually elite athletes. We are talking top 10, top 15 in the world. That is an elite athlete. An elite age grouper is an advanced in their sport, not necessarily elite. And I'm not saying that to be a dick. I am saying that because that is the reality of how we are looking at your performances. Now, that doesn't mean that that athlete is not maximizing their performance for themselves and achieving their absolute best results. What I am saying is that when we talk about elite athletes, as professional coaches, we are talking about the top in the field. Those in the NFL, those in the NBA, those in the UCI pro continental teams or world tour teams. That is elite. Is the pro continental teams are high level, and then the elite are actual world tour pros, both men and women, because the sport performance they are getting. Now, you can be elite in your field. You can be an elite Cat 3. There is nothing wrong with that. But when we're talking about context, this is where you need to take a step back and think, who is this coach actually working with? And then the second thing is, are they working with them now, or have they been working with them for a while and gotten them results? And that's something new that I've seen. I've seen a number of people on social media who have gotten to work with these top-level professional athletes. And I pay close attention because I very much, I know I don't have all the answers. I'm constantly looking and trying to see what is something I'm missing. What's a perspective that I don't have? What are my biases? Who can counterbalance this? And I've unfollowed quite a few people on social media because I go down that rabbit hole and I'm like, wow, they are incredibly negative. And I just don't need that crap in my life. I don't need people posting every time how breaking down other people. Whether I like the other person they're breaking down or not has no impact. They're just negative. Now, here's the thing. Sorry, back on track, and you guys can tell my show notes kind of ran out and I'm rifting a little bit. But I pay attention to what does the athlete do from the time this individual made public they're working with them. And sometimes they share, oh, I've been working with professional Joe Schmo since March of last year. They'll mention that in one of the posts. So you have to listen as well as watch. And then I go back and I look at what the results were. And this is just purely me digging at things. I've seen 60-40. 60% of the time, the professionals' results get worse. They're playing worse. And that does not mean that that coach or that fitness professional has hurt them. There's so many different things that you don't know. Their injury history, why they decided to switch coaches. Are they looking for a quick fix? Where in their career are they? One of the previous professional athletes I worked with sent me a fantastic video on Instagram the other day about, we're washed up athletes. Of course we do it, blah, blah, blah. Meaning, you know, he's retired. He misses it. He looks at the game. The game today is softer or easier than it was when he was playing, right? But we're missing a lot of context. But when you start to see that a specific coach is working with a number of professionals and you see the trend for all of those professionals, we're talking 5 or 6 or 7 or more, since they have started sharing social media posts or since they have shared the start date with those athletes and you see their performance go down, if it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck and walks like a duck, dude, it's a duck. And yet their social media presence has exploded because people see them working with these top professionals, but they don't look at the actual results or lack of results that they're getting. This is where I'm going to finish, is you have to pay attention to trends. And it goes for me also. It goes for me also. If, let's say, tomorrow I post videos with a number of the athletes I'm working with, pay attention to what the results are. If I mention a start date of when I started with them, pay attention to what the results were since I started with them. Any endurance athletics coach knows that the first 3 to 6 months of results aren't really from you. They're from the previous coach. So if they're crap, not you. They can be improved by you in the first 3 to 6 months, but if they've already come in at a fairly good basis, maybe a little bit too high volume or a little bit too much intensity, yeah, you're adjusting the dials. But really, a lot of those results, the foundations were built before you came into the picture. And you have to be real about that. And I'm real with my athletes. I'm like, look, the next 3 or 4 months, it takes 3 to 4 months to get to see the results from me. And I've had this conversation also on the strength training side of, this is what you should expect from me. The first 3 or 4 months is we're doing X, Y, and Z. This is where I think things are going. I'm probably wrong. This is just my experience and, you know, also my mess ups that I'm sharing with you. But this is my perspective. And I never tell people we're going to have horrible results because the previous coach effed you, right? That's not going to help anybody. But you've got to be critical. You have to be critical. So that's about it for today. If you enjoy this, please give us a review, give us a like, give us a share. I know the end here was a little bit of a ramble. I hope it was coherent enough. But the bottom line is, don't just follow, and that including for me, don't just follow me because I have perspective or I sound good. Like, be critical. Think for yourself. And that's the whole thing with the podcast here, is I'm really trying hard to help everybody critically think, having guests on, asking open-ended questions, but also asking specific questions. I'm trying to get very good questions out there to have the interviewee think. I want them to think about what they are saying and how they're presenting it. And you have to be very careful about these social media snippets, right? I know a couple of professionals, I've seen some snippets and I'm like, that is not what they said at all. That is completely out of context. And that includes Dr. Stu McGill. That includes Dr. Stacy Sims, just to name two. These are things you have to pay attention to. You've got to really know that expert, understand what they're saying, and understand context. So that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you haven't already, pick up a copy of Lift Heavy Shit on Amazon. Thank you so much for making it a number one Amazon international bestseller. It's really above and beyond my expectations, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it. And even more so, please review it after you've read it or when you feel comfortable giving it a review on Amazon, and let me know how your results go. So until next time, remember, train smarter, not harder, because it is all about you.